Mickey, after the game yesterday, Pete Alonso said his hand was just a little boo-boo, so I guess it wasn't much of a decision in terms of getting him back in the lineup today.
No, it wasn't. He feels fine. He's ready to go, and, he was kind of begging to be back in the lineup after the game yesterday. You know, I wanted to tell him, hey, just look at your phone. It's already there. you're playing. So he's pumped up about who this pitcher is. He's faced him in college in the past, I guess, and wants to be out there bad.
Jacob DeGrom, any reports after playing catch yesterday?
He feels great. All went well, and we'll just continue to get treatment and move forward. We are confident he's in a really good spot.
What's the balance? Because I know these guys know their bodies better than anybody, especially Jake with his arm and his elbow, but then also the caution that you have to keep in mind when putting him out there or not.
Yeah, you have to be diligent about that. You have to listen to what the player says. You got to understand how to evaluate them from a performance standpoint. Our pitching coaches keep an eye on him every day when he plays catch, when he throws his bullpens. You pay attention to guys' attitudes. How are they feeling? How are they looking? Are they down? And you try to assess and understand exactly where each of them are at so you can ask the right questions. These guys are tough competitors, and they're going to want to pitch through anything. So when a guy brings something that may keep them from pitching, it does worry you for a minute. But it sounds like this was just a byproduct of him being sick and not being able to flush out everything that he did the last time he pitched, and he was just stiff that one day. And once he got moving again, got going again, it all went away.
It's Noah today. What have you seen from him so far this season in his starts?
Some ups and downs for Noah. There's no doubting that. Maybe a different issue in a couple of the starts where things hadn't gone great. I thought the last one, he did a great job of getting ahead. He threw the ball well and then just didn't execute once he was ahead. But tonight, he's just got to keep on working, and he does that. He works, he competes, and if he does that, he's going to end up having a great season. I expect him to go out there tonight and do the best he can to try and win a series for us.
Hudson starts for the Cardinals. His numbers, he's been knocked out early in his couple of starts. When you see that on paper, how important would it be for this lineup, especially in the rubber match today, to be able to jump on him early?
Yeah, you don't really worry about what's happened to a pitcher before, because that's never indicative of how things are going to go today. So what you do is you just put a game plan together and you try to strategize exactly what you want to do, and you go out there and execute. And if you end up knocking him out early again, then your plan worked. So, the history of things do matter sometimes, but when it comes to pitching, guys can come out of the blue and have a great game, come out of the blue and have a bad game, and it's just kind of like watching our pitchers. Like, I'm sure they're not over there going, oh, well, Noah's been struggling. We're gonna make sure he struggles again today. He's Noah Syndergaard. That's not going to always happen, so they have to be prepared to do the right thing, take the right approach, and try to do everything they can to get him out of the game. So we have to take that same approach here.
Daniel Zamora is here. What are the reports you've gotten from him so far?
Really great reports in AAA, really spinning the ball well, back to who he was at the end of last season when he was having so much success up here. So we're glad to have him back and get him in there.
All right, Mickey, a chance to even up the road trip today and get a series win in St. Louis. Best of luck today. Thank you.
Yep, thanks a lot, Brad.